with 4:09 remaining. It's still 33 seconds left to go on the major penalty to the Wildcats.
All right, Coach, so we tie it up. It's 3-3. And what were your thoughts on the final 4 minutes of that game as far as us, our chances, and their chances to win it?
Well, I think both teams, I mean, it sort of settled down a little bit there. I thought at that point it was just almost like, let's get to overtime. I mean, nobody really extended themselves too much. You know, a couple shots here or there, but nothing too dangerous.
So,
but it was a crazy finish. Crazy finish.
Well, it was
just the whole third period, just the way everything was unfolding with the majors, one each way. I mean, you know, for us, obviously coming from behind and being able to score those goals and was huge.
Shane Hanna, though, his ability lately to be where he is in front of that net too and pound that puck on goal. It's just so fun, so much fun to watch.
Yeah, we got to get him shooting even more because he does have a heck of a shot, and he's got that what I call elusiveness. You know, he's very elusive on that blue line. You know, he's got that little head fake and you know little bobbing here and there, and really throws guys off. But Shane's really starting to play a little like last year. You know, he had his first half wasn't maybe outstanding, but the second half, I mean, he really took off. I think it was Thanksgiving time on last year, and he's really starting to come into his own now. I mean, he's played exceptionally well, and you know, he plays well defensively. That's what I think people don't understand in the league. His plus minus is outstanding, and then obviously his offensive skills speak for themselves.
Is our team coach more confident right now 5-on-3 in scoring goals?
Well, I don't know about that. We haven't practiced it very much, but
okay.
we have to practice it much.
We looked really good on that one, I
Well,
think.
We did. I mean, you know, you have a concept, and then you have a system or concept, and then, you know, then you have to play off of it, and that's what all good creative players do, and that's why you need those creative players because, you know, once in a while, you know, a team's going to throw you, or most of the time, throw something different at you on the PK, or you know, there's other options that maybe you can't go over every single play when you're working on a 5-on-3. You have one or two basic ideas, and then after that, that's where you have to be creative, or they, you know, sort of take what they give you, and I think that's what makes Shane Hanna so valuable on the 5-on-3 or any power play.
Reed Stiros, I think, had our best chance to win it.
No question.
I mean, did you think that was going to go in?
Oh, I did. I mean, a great passing play, a great rush, and you know, and then Reed's been a little snake bit. You know, he's just, you know, that normally last year he'd just tap that in and game over. But I don't know if I think he missed it, or if he did, he just got a little piece of it. He didn't get a real full. But I give him credit. He's driving the net. He's there where he needs to be. And, you know, the passing play we made was excellent. It was one of the best plays we've made. We just didn't finish.
All right, so the final, after an overtime, it was Michigan Tech 3, Northern Michigan 3, shots 31-24 in favor of the Huskies. Huskies 2-for-6 on the power play, Northern Michigan 2-for-3. On the man advantage, Dahlstrom had 28 saves, Phillips with 21. That was game one. Huskies are feeling pretty good, and I was too, going into Saturday night. We'll recap Saturday night's tough loss against the Wildcats when we come back on the Mel Pearson Show. You can also get your questions in by emailing to us, dj@themix93.com.
Bucco's is celebrating 2015 all month long with some great deals. All six packs of 12 and 16-ounce canned beer are marked down. Pepsi 12 packs of cans are 2 for $8. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters, 4 for $5. Powerade, Gatorade, and energy drinks, along with 7-Up specials store-wide. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. Stay warm with Keweenaw alpaca gear, sold only at Bucco's. All sales do not include tax or deposit. The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real-world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach is in our studio, and if you have a question for Coach Pearson, he'll be answering your questions coming up a little bit later on here in the show. 483-4054 is our telephone number. We don't want that. We want the DJ at themix93.com. It's DJ at themix93.com. Let's take a look at Saturday night's game. What a game in front of 3,955 people at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. First of all, the crowd was just wonderful, Coach.
Well, fantastic. And, you know, I give our fans a huge shout out for coming out. And obviously, we didn't give much to cheer about in that first period. But anyway, they really do make a difference. And, you know, they really inject some energy into our team. There's no question about it. And, you know, for the most part, I thought it was a pretty crazy game the last second, third period in overtime. And, unfortunately, we just couldn't send them home happy, but I give them a ton of credit for continuing to come out, and I expect two big crowds this weekend for two huge hockey games. These games might be the biggest games on our schedule this year. I mean, just way everything's laid out, and with them being only 1 point behind us in the standings, and with them being, I think, they're in top five in the pairwise rankings, which determine the NCAA tournament. So we're going to need everybody we can get in that building and every ounce of energy to help our team.
Well, Coach, I wanted to, before we get to the goals in the Saturday night game, the second period was so much fun to watch. Our team.
Well, anytime you score four goals, it really helps, you know. And we did a lot of good things, you know. Especially, we made the goaltending change. You know, I just didn't like the goals that Jamie gave up in the first period, and I felt our team just needed a little shot of something. So we made the change and put Matt Winches in, and I thought Matt came in and made a huge save there early in the second period, just to right the ship for us, and then we got going. And obviously, our first goal is a big goal. I mean, that just sort of, anytime you score, if you don't score, you know, it's hard. You just don't seem to get any momentum or any energy. And when you do score, it puts the other team on their heels. So that was a big goal, our first goal.
Well, the first goal for the Wildcats, Robbie Payne kind of took it, did a little toe drag, and then shot through our defenseman.
Right.
But quite a bit out. He was over the top of the circles in our zone.
Yeah, we got you could say good shot, bad goal. I don't know. I mean, I haven't talked to Jamie about it, and I'm not going to. I'll let him and Coach Sean, they'll discuss that goal and figure it out. And but, you know, like I said, we came back from that. That's the nice thing about it, is we did finally get our way all the way back.
So it's 1-0 Northern Michigan. Then late in the period at the 19:49 mark, Luke Eibler scores, make it 2-0.
Here's Dana Carroll in front now for Baltus, and Baltus just couldn't quite handle it. Carroll knocked down well after the puck had left. And now Eibler brings it down. He'll shoot it. Scores! Oh, boy. Jamie Phillips went down with the glove. And two quick goals by the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Well, now with 11 seconds left to go in the period, it's 2-0.
Couple games in a row, Coach, we've given up late period goals, and I know that those sting always going into the intermission, don't they?
Well, they really do. It can really set you on your heels. And, you know, for the most part, I thought we carried the play in the first period, and you know, we started to have some really good shifts, and then all of a sudden, you know, Payne comes down and takes a long shot. He's all by himself. There's nobody with him. I mean, I don't want to say it's a desperation shot, but it's just a shot. And then, you know, the last one is Eibler, the defenseman. It's late in the period, and, you know, I give him credit. He just didn't gain the red line and dump it in. I mean, he saw he had a little bit of room, carried in over the blue line, and that's where we got to learn to force and play a tighter gap, because he wouldn't have tried anything there. But we sort of back in a little bit, give him the line, and then he just throws an innocent shot. I don't even know if it looked like it was going wide a little bit, and Jamie just tried to, you know, get his glove on it and hit his off his glove and into the middle of the net. So, but yeah, late period goal, and you can just see our you know, the momentum and our team just poof, you know, just really inflated or deflated at that point. point.
We outshot them 12-7 in the first period. We come out trailing 2-0 going into the second period, and it didn't take long for the Huskies to get back in this game. Tyler Hannon, his second of the weekend, seventh of the season for Matt Roy and Shane Hanna.
Back to the point, Mashmeyer. Mashmeyer with some room. Sends it over. Shot taken by Jones. That one did not get through. Shane Hanna will move it up quickly, and here comes Pietila. 3-on-2 for the Huskies with two backcheckers behind. Here's a shot. Hard shot. Rebound is right there. Owen Hannon and Trent.